Ryan Villopoto, wow, what a race. You and Reed early in the race were really pushing it, or were you? Did it look like you guys were really pushing it? Were you feeling it?
No, I mean, I was definitely feeling the pressure from him. But at that point, that's like, you know, I can't see what he's doing. I can't see where he's going a little bit faster than me. So it's kind of like I'm just going to, I mean, ride fast, but settle a little bit and just ride my lines and try to take my lines and be quick the whole time and try to inch away by him making mistakes, you know, because obviously I don't know what he's doing and where he's going on the track and where he may be a little bit quicker. And it's kind of like that, you know, deal where you, where I hold it on, and then when I let off, he's holding on just a little bit longer, and then, you know, so.
Yeah, it's easy for him behind you because he can judge you. It did look like he was outbreaking you in some spots.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. He was running it in, sticking it in, and you know, he knew where he could do that because he was, you know, behind me. And at that point, you know, it's not like I wasn't just going to open it up and just, you know, try to ride away from him because I knew that wasn't going to happen. He was riding really good, and I was just going to just focus on myself.
Is that, is that the hardest you've been pushed this year?
I don't know. Like Phoenix or L.A. was, no, San Diego was hard too, you know, but not as early on. You know, obviously he was right there out of the first turn.
After he went down, you probably heard the crowd and you felt no more pressure, so you figured what was up.
I heard his rev limiter too, so I figured there was a mistake, you know, at least enough to give me a breathing room. And then once I hit the triple, I looked over and, you know, he was down.
And from there, real just cruising home, nothing on the track really to make you too bummed, huh?
Yeah, no, just, I mean, once that happened, yeah, it was just, you know, cruise it in and, you know, stay up.
The track, everybody seemed to like it. Everybody glowing positive reviews.
Well, I wouldn't just go that far, but it was way better than it was last year. That's for sure. Dirt is really, you know, it's odd here. So, you know, normally the dirt gives when you case something a little bit and moves, but it's no giving. The bike moves from underneath you when you case something. So you got to be precise.
And, hey, your teammate, Jake Weimer, second place, almost second place.
I was watching. Yeah, I was hoping he was going to stay up in front. Right.
What's your points lead? Do we know?
I think it's 13 on Dungy and then like 30 and then 40 on Chad.
Ooh, it's big.
I think. Go back and look.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm the media. I could go back and look. Yeah. Final question for you. It's the question that's going through the pits, and you may not have an answer, but what's up with Stewie?
What's up with Stewie? I mean, yeah, I don't know. You know, it's I'm not on the team, you know, and I don't hang with him, so I don't know. You know, we'll see. He can still pull the hat trick and throw down one of the fastest lap times out there. So,
Atlanta, looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's some good dirt. Obviously, there's and they still have a sellout crowd, so it'll be real good.
When are you going back to Florida?
Tomorrow morning.
Are you pumped on that?
Yeah, I got two Supercross tracks now, and well, I had one. I have another one now, so it's brand new, and we're gonna go back there and get some good riding in.
The solitude of Florida may help you do even better.
Nah, I mean, I wouldn't just say that, but definitely, like, track quality and, you know, it's just a lot better for riding.
Mike told me I was the only media guy allowed in the motorhome, but here's Wygant.
Oh, yeah, I don't know why Wygant's in here. He should be outside.
All right, thanks.